Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Hello, this is the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Christy's in timeout. We have
correcting
in alphabetical order. We have Ace Cosby, legendary radio personality slash engineer. What's your hat say today, Ace?
Widespread panic.
Widespread panic.
Yeah, I thought it was white.
Yeah, widespread panic. It's a real estate term.
I mean, like,
gentrification. Never mind. Let's not look at these things.
The big C stands for chick.
Yeah.
Did anybody see Jeopardy last night?
Nope.
No.
Why?
Okay, I'll tell you why.
Is that a category?
That's Joshy right there over there, looking to buy a house. Thank you. That's Christy Lee, and then in alphabetical order, that's Tim, and this is Tom. Tim Cavanaugh. Tim is on his way to try out some tuxedos because he's going to be in Cedar Rapids at the legendary Penguins Comedy Club this weekend. When do you start?
I start Friday night.
Okay, what day is today?
Thursday.
Today's Thursday.
Oh, so you start tomorrow night. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't miss it.
Been a long week. Then it's Mason City the 9th and 10th of March. So I'm watching Jeopardy last night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, now check local listing.
Which, by the way, when you reach a certain age, Jeopardy just appears on your TV. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
I'm not sure where this is happening. I don't know if this is a time zone thing. But in a lot of cities, starting right after the local news, they have the national news. Then they have what, Christy?
They have Jeopardy.
Jeopardy and?
And Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune.
Yes.
But lately, Wheel of Fortune in our area is not running. They just go right to Jeopardy.
And they have a thing where they have the hosts of Wheel of Fortune coming out going, hey, because of the Olympics, we'll be back when the Olympics are over.
Oh, wow.
So which is kind of interesting. But the Jeopardy combination there is a big 1-2 punch for local revenue for television stations.
Right.
So it's a very big deal when they pull it.
Mm-hmm.
But so I'm watching. So I just happened to be doing the dishes and Jeopardy popped on. And for anybody, did you see it last week?
I told you.
Mm-hmm. A certain someone on the show actually used the C word. Not the actual word, but he said, oh, no. Oh, now we know the C word.
He said the phrase C word?
Said the phrase C word, and I don't think that anybody picked up on it. And I thought, why
did he mean it as the
no,
C word?
No, there was
headed toward the ocean?
It was a category, kind of. And it reminded me of something we'll feature later on this show.
Oh, wow.
Because, I mean, first of all, there is, for almost every letter, there's a word.
Sure.
You got your A word.
Yeah.
B word.
You got your B word.
C word.
C word.
C word.
No, we're not going to go all the way down, Ace.
Yeah.
I don't think there's an E word.
Oh, my God.
First the real estate joke, and now this. Hey, come on.
Don't you have a birthday song?
Kiss reality here.
I have a birthday.
Hi, bitch. Everybody. It's
how long
Tim
is this
segment?
It depends. What? I'm losing interest in it.
He's heard all the jokes.
Well said.
Hey, everybody. It's time once again for Tim Cavanaugh's Cavalcade of Celebrity Birthdays. I'm comedian Tim Cavanaugh.
Yeah!
First of all, I must acknowledge that today, February 22nd, is the actual birthday of George Washington.
Mm.
Now, the last few years, my wife and I have found a couple special ways to celebrate Washington's birthday.
Oh.
I try to visit as many dollar stores as possible to honor the man whose picture is on the dollar bill.
Oh, nice.
And my wife will actually Mount Vernon. The portly man who lives across the street.
Okay.
Okay.
Huh.
Surprised you're okay with that.
The late... It's honoring the first president.
Okay.
The late Fats Domino... Domino? The late Fats Domino would have turned 90 this week. He was so popular back in the day that other singers began to follow his lead and give themselves a first name implying they were overweight, and a last name that was a playing piece from a child's game.
Really?
Well,
that's true.
Chubby Checker.
Fats Domino led to Chubby Checker, who had great success. For some reason, Lard Ass Tiddlywink never quite caught on.
That does sound like a blues artist.
I want a t-shirt. I want a hat. I want the tour dates.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Lard Ass Tiddlywink.
Lard Ass Tiddlywink.
I woke up this morning.
Singer Harry Belafonte turns 91 this week.
Alive?
Another way of saying that, he's 33,215 days old.
Daylight come and me want to go home.
That's the plantain boat song. If I'm
sure
is.
And aren't those chips not great?
We're getting plantain mail here.
I'll bet.
Dr. J. Julius Erving turned 68 this week.
Man, he was great.
I was a big fan of Dr. J's in the early 80s, but then he took my grandfather's gallbladder out, and we found out at the funeral that he wasn't really a doctor.
That's a tough way to find out.
They called him Doc because he operated so well.
That's right. Celebrating birthday number 58 this week is Tony Robbins, the man who answers the question, I wonder what Lurch would be like as a motivational speaker. He's very Lurch-like.
Yeah, he's a very large man.
Big teeth.
Giant feet.
Matt Groening, the creator of The Simpsons, turned 64 this week.
Hmm.
The Simpsons has been on Fox for 28 years, and it's still a funny show. And Fox recently took a poll asking, who's your favorite Simpson? Not surprisingly, Homer finished first, finishing last, OJ.
Sure.
Yep.
Speaking of OJ, there we go.
Here it comes.
See, that was a little segue thing.
Two coming. Two quality jokes coming up.
That's right.
Two quality jokes. Why did I say that? Okay. Speaking of OJ, one of his lawyers, the late Robert Kardashian, was born this week back in 1944. He was the father of Kim, Khloe, and Kourtney Kardashian. One day he walked into his daughter's bathroom and was horrified by what he saw. There on the rack next to the bathtub were his three daughters' monogrammed towels side by side that spelled out KKK on the top line and KKK on the bottom line, which made him worried that maybe his daughters did not like black men. So it turns out he had nothing to worry about.
Shouldn't have even given it a second.
No, he should not.
No.
He became famous.
I stop right there. That's worth two good jokes right there.
I should stop, but I'm not
brilliant.
Going to.
He became
famous as the lawyer who successfully got O.J. Simpson acquitted of murder. After the verdict, Kardashian said, without those gloves, I don't think I could have gotten O.J. off. Reporters were so disgusted by this graphic admission of inappropriate sexual contact with O.J., they didn't ask a single follow-up question about the juice.
Worth it. Well worth the wait.
Thank you. Okay, that's the high point. Okay, born this week back in 1918 was the late Robert Wadlow.
Oh, yes. World's tallest man ever, right? Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Good job, Chip.
Yeah, okay. I don't even have to explain the rest of this. Yes, he was the world's tallest man, standing 8 feet 11 inches tall.
Almost 9 feet tall.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
In 1989, he was the star of a children's book called Where's Wadlow?
One page.
A book that never really caught on, no, given that Wadlow really was 3 feet taller than everyone else.
Yeah, you really see him.
Easy to spot.
He's not. Where's Wadlow? There he is, right over there. Yeah.
To find him. Football great Jerome the Bus Bettis turns 46 this week. And you know what happens to a 46-year-old bus? Yep, it's donated to a church group.
It sure is.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that's really observational. Actress Drew Barrymore turns 43 this week.
Mm.
She got her career started as a young girl.
Sure.
She was the star of E.T.
Right.
And I was wondering, I love that movie, why did they not make a sequel to E.T.? And then I realized, well, if they went alphabetically, it would have been called F-U. It's a whole different
demographic.
Yeah. F-T-U.
Another celebrity with a birthday this week, Mercedes Rule.
Oh.
BMWs are also nice.
They are.
Turning 30 this week is relief pitcher Aroldis Chapman, who has thrown the fastest baseball ever, clocked at 105 miles per hour.
Wow.
To put that in perspective, Lance Armstrong, using performance-enhancing drugs, could not get his ball to go faster than 82 miles per hour.
Just one.
Is that wrong?
We got it. I got it.
Was that wrong?
Yeah, certainly not a KKK level joke or
no,
juice level.
No. Celebrating birthday number 63 this week is Kelsey Grammer.
Hmm.
This summer, he'll be teaming up with Tori Spelling on a new show called Kelsey and Tori, because who's going to watch a show called Grammar and Spelling?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. That sounds like an NPR thing.
Yes. Really boring.
Call in.
Celebrating birthday number 53 this week is comedian Carrot Top.
Ah.
Oh, I love Carrot Top.
Now, here's my favorite Carrot Top joke.
Okay.
Hey, look at this.
It's a chick magnet.
Oh. it's a magnet that it's he put on Chick.
That he stuck to Chick's head.
A chick magnet.
Kind of visual. Put the headphones back on.
It's not really a radio
Keep
comment.
Your seat.
All right, that was my exercise for the week.
This is the number of seconds you have left. 36, 35.
All right, let's go to something that is funny. All right, here's one. I like this one. Monkees bass player Peter Tork has a birthday this week. Now, I never knew this, but in physics.
Physics? Yes.
Peter Tork is the amount of force a man exerts while twisting his Peter.
That's interesting.
Well,
it's a scientific thing. And finally, celebrating birthday number 65 is actress Jane Seymour. Now, I was thinking, if Jane Seymour married Andy Dick, they'd be Andy and Jane Seymour Dick.
Yeah, they
yes,
would.
Yes.
Why'd I end with that? Well, that wraps up another edition of Tim Cavanaugh's Cavalcade of Celebrity Birthdays. Until next time, remember, who needs a calendar when you've got a Cavanaugh?
Bravo!
Andy very Seymour nice. Dick. thank you. Thank you very much, Andy. Thank you, Tim Cavanaugh. Tim, once again, on his way to the Penguins Comedy Complex Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday, yes.
In
absolutely.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and then it's the 9th and 10th of March in Mason City, Illinois. It'll be Mason City Limits. Well, you don't want to get that confused with the other comedy club in Mason City, Illinois.
That's
Schizos.
Okay, you're right.
Or was
okay,
it
that
Gutbusters?
Was,
I
that was
what the name of it was.
That was.
Oh, wait a minute. I had a check on that yesterday. Did you hear that news?
Oh, no. Oh,
I'll tell you later off the air. Very unfortunate. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Thanks very much for joining us. We're live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. I look around the room. I see Ace, Chick, Joshy, Christy, in an alphabetical order. Tim and then Tom. The Tim is Tim Cavanaugh. He's suiting up in a tux to be on stage at Penguins, so he looks like all the little penguins.
Mm-hmm.
It's a themed comedy club. You'll find it in Cedar Rapids.
Do they dress as penguins there?
We all do.
Oh.
It's the
really,
audience, yeah. If you don't have a costume, they'll give
awesome.
You one at the door.
That's
and
awesome.
I think
awesome.
They also have the Jimmy Pardo burger, which has...
I believe so.
Which has shrimp on it.
Oh,
I see.
Jimmy's going to be our guest soon. Look forward to seeing Mr.
Yeah.
Pardo.
I love Jimmy.
It's a great episode of the Tim Cavanaugh birthday. Stellar segment.
Thank you. Thank
Lots
you.
Of famous people having their birthdays out
mm-hmm.
there. Now, Christy, there's a couple things we have to get to here. Why don't you go first? Then Tim has a song for us, apparently.
I
see you looking at your sheet there. Okay, what have you got, Christy?
Unlike Tom, for those of us who are in favor of Will Robinson, looks like there's more danger in store as Netflix is rebooting Lost in Space.
Oh.
The 10-episode series will take place 30 years in the future with the Robinson family pioneering colonization efforts in space.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
The series will become available to stream on April 13th. The show's pilot was given to NASA in advance and was transmitted to the International Space Station 12 days ago.
Oh, they've already got to see it, huh?
Yeah. Lucky, cool. Lucky astronauts.
Yeah.
The original Lost in Space TV show premiered in 1965 and was later adapted into a film back in 1998. No word yet on whether the iconic robot will make an appearance, though, in the new series. I can't imagine they'd have the series without the robot.
They'll have to somehow
upgrade him a little bit.
Yeah, it's not going to be the silly arms.
Oh, no, I think they'll have
it. With the dryer hose?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, it'll be updated, I would think.
Every time I put a dryer vent in, I think of that guy.
Danger.
Yeah, I would think that they might have like a toy version of that that'll somehow be featured.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Isn't that a famous robot in science fiction history or something?
Yeah, he's been in a bunch of movies.
It wasn't just Lost in Space, yeah.
But they're saying it's science fiction.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a cool show.
Mm-hmm.
Elon Musk is going science fiction. Try me.
Yeah, really.
He's gonna colonize Mars.
So what about Lost in Space? You didn't enjoy?
Hated that show.
Oh, really?
Hated that show.
I never really watched.
The pain of it all.
Yes, that guy. Oh, jeez.
I liked
Smith.
It.
Yeah, he was horrible. Terrible actor. They should have sent him back to doing Shakespeare in small towns.
Who was the dark-haired girl? Penny? Was that her name?
Penny? That was Angela Cartwright.
Angela Cartwright, yeah.
I only saw the movie with Matt LeBlanc. I didn't see any of the original show.
It wasn't good.
Bill Mooney, was he
He was a little boy.
You know who he is? He's the guitarist for the band America and plays with the Beach Boys, right?
Really? No, well, I only know him as the guy who is responsible for the song Fish Heads.
Fish heads.
From Roly Poly Fish Heads? That
from
thing?
The Dr. Demento.
Dr. Demento, yeah. Yeah, I think he plays. I think he tours with either the band America or some version of the Beach Boys at this point.
Huh.
You want to do your song?
Now, yeah,
the last one you did needed quite an elaborate introduction. It involved gluten-free Catholic communion
All right.
hosts.
Needed it.
Happy Lent.
If I can do one real quick thing.
You can do that one again. I love that.
There's one more celebrity birthday that I have a musical tribute to.
Okay.
And that's Peter Gabriel.
Oh.
Who turns 68 this week.
Wow.
And
is this an original song or is this?
No, it's a parody of a Peter Gabriel song.
No, just say it's an original song. It's an absolute original.
It is original for me.
Okay. I see.
In that I changed the words. I won't keep you up nights by running on my wheel. I'll be cheap to keep now. You won't have to buy my meals. I want to be your dead hamster. I can still be a good pet. Your dead hamster. Don't flush me down yet. Think of all the good times.
He's still going.
And there's more fun we can share. I can still go through my habit trail. If you tilt it here and there, I want to be. All right, that's all. Okay, that's a
dead hamster.
That's
bomb, bomb. That would have been. I thought you were going to say pet hamster.
That's what I thought, too.
Dead hamster.
You had a little twist there, yeah.
Yes. Dead hamster.
Okay.
Wasn't Sledgehammer
goes with the shots of monkeys.
Wasn't Sledgehammer one of the first great MTV videos?
I think it's still one of the greatest. Because of all the work they had.
The animation in it. Yeah.
It had to take 20 years to do it.
Right.
Claymation.
He's great. Right. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Tim Cam. A little tribute to Peter Gabriel.
Do I have time for one more
Can you redo
original song?
Okay. I was hoping you'd redo the communion song. I love that so much. But go ahead.
I might. After
you know,
this,
we played your Ash Wednesday tribute while you were gone.
Yes. Yeah, I know. Thank you very much, you guys. That was that was awesome.
I protested.
I think it's the only one out there. I think if you Google Ash Wednesday songs, you
get
pretty much get the Tim Cavanaugh Monster Ash, and that's about
Monster Ash.
Yeah, so feel free to
And some people don't realize that that's done with a certain level of respect.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
They take it the wrong way.
No, not at all.
Okay, because you were a former religious teacher.
Okay. I don't think it's blasphemous at all. No, I think it's
funny. What's this one about?
This is an original song.
Uh-huh.
And it speaks for itself. And it's the first time I've ever done it out loud.
Okay.
So,
do you sing to yourself?
I did, mm-hmm. All the way down here. All right, here we go.
Well, when you did it out loud, how did it go?
I did it in that room over there.
By yourself?
And it sounded pretty good.
Okay. All right. Here we go then.
When I was 14, I played chess, had my own chess shoes, my own chess vest. At the big tournament, I was 73rd. I didn't win, but I'd try again. I'd never give in. I was undeterred. Undeterred is my favorite word. First half's undie, second half's turd. It's amazing such a word occurred. It's the funniest word I've ever heard. Cockapoo's now number two. They said this is the first time I've said it out loud. All right, let's take it back from Cockapoo's number two for sure. And Lake Titicaca's tied for third. A long fake race where you can't change pants, which is why it's called Turdy France. If undeterred doesn't make you laugh, I'm guessing you're older than 9 1/2.
Lake Titicaca.
Lake Titicaca.
You can't even say Lake Titicaca. You want to go TT.
Oh, is it Lake Titicaca?
Well, that's how I learned it.
I learned it from the song.
What song?
He just shook his head.
He's you know like, the song, Josh. Didn't you do this in your boys' choir in high school?
It was a.
You sang it in the round.
Show choir. No, I don't think we did the Lake Titicaca.
Yeah, I heard about Josh's new band.
A few.
Oh, Josh is doing this new thing. It's the Consensuals. Oh, God, they are great. It's called the Geographical Feud, right? Fugue.
Fugue.
Yeah.
Okay. Chicks, right?
Fugue. Trinidad and the big.
Fugue. You're right.
Trinidad. The big Mississippi and the Lake Titicaca and the
to
town
have it
of Honolulu.
Here, so wasn't it your school doing it, or was it somebody else? I thought it was you guys.
Well, here's a short version of it. Yeah, this is a real song. I'm sure if there's a choir director listening.
I'm not familiar with this at all.
It's actually a great, fun thing to do if you're in the chorus.
Okay.
It is.
It's a blast. Oh, man. We would beg the teacher to let us do it.
How dare you?
Hey, you guys want an extra recess? No. Send us to the music room.
Do you have a dance
for
this?
I've never heard this. I don't know, but I bet I could improvise.
I don't know if it's Titicaca or Titicaca, but let's give it a listen. It's a real place, by the way.
It is.
Lake Titicaca.
Lake Titicaca.
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 Okay, the pronouncer would indicate it's Titicaca. Here's a sample of it.
Titicaca, and the big Mississippi, and the top on the moon, and the lake Titicaca. They both have a
reason. You see? Trinidad and the big Mississippi and the town of Honolulu and the Lake Titicaca.
Sound like a party. I don't know what was going
on. You were in school. I bet they didn't allow you to say Titicaca, so they had you say it. Titi.
At an all-boys school, even saying it. I'll tell you what, there wasn't enough saltpeter for those mashed potatoes. Yeah, we got to find a better recording of that. I'll make that my task. Nobody bothered to do that.
Yeah,
no, I can't imagine.
Okay, sometimes we do what I call narrow casting. Right now, there is someone out there, and if you're listening, when you get a chance, pull over and email us here, which is Bob and Tom at bobandtom.com. Is that how you do that? Or text us. How do you text us, John?
888-262-8661.
Someone out there was in a high school or college musical outfit that did this song.
And well, sure. Nobody's really doubting that. Don't bother writing in. We know you did it.
Yeah. We're questioning why you would recall it fondly is what we're doing.
Because it's an interesting, cool song. It's not just, you know.
It's different. Jesus. It sure is different.
It's just a warm-up thing, right?
No, you're just being 14 again.
And it's barely a song.
Yeah.
No, it's
a cheer. If
someone said, okay, I want you to write a song that is an educational that talks about obscure places on Earth.
It's not educational at all.
Would you ever heard of Windsor, Arizona, had it not been for the Eagles?
Probably not.
Uh-huh.
I think it's Winslow, isn't it?
Yeah. Whatever. That's not the point. It's Windsor, Ontario.
No wonder I've never
heard of Windsor, Arizona.
There's probably a Windsor, Arizona.
There probably
You're
is.
Changing the topic to confuse me.
And the Windsors, as we know, were
I mean,
German.
That's just a warm-up thing to get your lips moving and your...
Yeah, but it's fun. It takes... Okay, let me think of another reason.
It's only fun because it's.
Oh,
says,
I know.
It's fun.
The song Willin, the great Lowell George song.
What? No,
I don't know that at all.
Oh,
me neither.
Where else would you have heard of? I've been to Tucumcari.
I've actually been to Tucumcari. Yeah, yes.
From Hatchapi to Tonopah.
Yeah.
Have you driven every kind of rig that's ever been made?
Oh my Lord in heaven!
Those are obscure things we've got. Is this? Here we go. Oh, thank you, Dean. We got it right here. You've been to Tucumcari?
Yes.
Hatchapi to Tonopah?
Kind of sounds like the band.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't either.
Is that a city?
It's a great song.
Sounds like a
drunken. Tucumcari is in New Mexico.
Sounds like a drunken indulgence to me.
Well, it's not as good as Don't Bogart That Joint.
No.
The great live version of that song, which is certainly
We're
one of the...
hitting on all of them today, ain't we?
Yeah, we are.
Hey, Tim, you ever heard this great classic? Do you know who Marty Allen was, Tim?
Oh, yeah. The late Marty Allen.
Wait, let's ask Tim. Oh, you played it. Okay. What was his famous...
catchphrase.
Hello there.
See? Now, Tim, I bet you haven't heard this. This is a live recording.
This is going to sound like an amazing piece of music.
Listen to the incredible guitar playing. It's wonderful rhythm guitar. Just
yeah.
So tasty.
Okay.
A great arrangement. Live in front of an audience.
Tasty.
Listen to this. That's great. Huh?
Hello there. Hello there. Hello there. Happy birthday, go be safe.
Hello there.
Nick, right?
It's every song
Tim
done by a comedian. About their hook.
Yeah.
It's awful. It's just awful.
Yeah. Get her done.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Well, it's not a comic. But
right. Yeah. But,
get her done. Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever heard this classic?
Roll.
Oh, my God.
Chick's going to kill you. You know that, right?
No, I'm not. I'm just going to sit here.
You know where it's going?
I know where I'm going.
Wait. I don't
roll another one.
Just like the other one.
You ever heard this tune?
That one's just about burned to the end.
That's smoking pot.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
So this is what I call a dock song.
Friend.
It's a good song on the dock late at night.
Don't Bogart that joint, my friend.
Was it the Fraternity of Man? Richie Hayward, the great Little Feet drummer on the
drum. Should you follow that one up with Jonathan Edwards?
It's a great song. It's called Don't Bogart That Joint.
Gotcha.
I'm sure that you're the kind of kid that when you were in college probably put on a white coat and experimented with marijuana, I'm guessing.
Oh, of course I did. Yeah.
How'd the experiment come out?
That's how I got through school.
Mm-hmm. But did you ever use the phrase? Did you actually say to a fellow human being ever once, Don't Bogart.
No, I have never said that. And
I'm guessing in current parlance, Ace, is this still among the reefer crowd? Is this still a phrase?
Yeah, Ace.
Used?
Yeah, I don't
Ace.
Know.
Why would Ace know?
He knows musicians. Are you kidding?
Yeah, he does know the most musicians.
Sorry. Just a little bit of a trip down memory lane there.
There you go.
Okay.
How about...
Hello there!
Maybe you need a catchphrase.
Let's talk funny in Hawaiian.
He has a catchphrase.
Let's talk funny in Hawaiian.
What's your catchphrase?
That's John Prine, I think.
It's a great tune.
You have a catchphrase.
You do?
Pardon?
Don't you?
Yeah, Tim, sounds like fun.
Sounds like fun. Yeah, Tim, sounds like fun.
There's no song.
Wait a second. Not yet, but. Here it comes. Sounds like fun. Sounds like fun. Sounds like fun. Okay, we may have to get a different arrangement. Maybe a little too quick. We're coming right back. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. The wee additional person in the room here would be that man, Tim Cavanaugh.
That's me.
Welcome to the fray. We have.
Are we going to go with cottage cheese talk here?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm having an argument about cottage cheese. That's what happens. We have a little Joshy over there. That was Christy, of course. Ace, Chick. This is Tom speaking, and we're back. And there's a couple things we did not get to. We got to squeeze in here. Just found that Lost in Space is coming back.
It's our last chance to get to stuff. Better do it.
Okay, what else have you got,
Christine? Snoop Dogg reportedly rescued a driver who was stranded on a California freeway. Katrina Graham told TMZ she was driving home from church Sunday when her car broke down on the busy freeway outside Riverside.
I'm Snoop Dogg. I'll save you.
While waiting for her brother to pick her up, Snoop Dogg knocked on her car window and offered to push her to a safer location.
How nice.
I'm sorry.
He had reportedly parked his vehicle
on Tom's first day
an exit ramp and went back on foot to help her.
Yeah, so it's the machinery. That's right.
Snoop Dogg then pushed her car and posed for a selfie with Graham before leaving.
Well, that's nice.
He's a rescue dog.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Kavanaugh.
Oh man,
that's awesome though.
But you know what's great? What did Snoop Dogg say when he tapped on the window there? He walked up and he said,
"Hello there."
Tim is too good.
Hello there.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you very much.
Even Rick Astley's tired of hearing it.
I got Rick rolled. I think it's kind of cool that Snoop Dogg stopped.
I do too.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Very nice of him, yes.
I heard, I was reading it because it was in TMZ and it said that, what's the guy's name? He wasn't the only one. I guess Flava Flav also pulled up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's driving a tow truck now.
Nothing would make you happier. I know, but that's not the case.
Would you know? Now, I hope this lady was nice to him. She didn't say, young man,
she was very
turn
nice.
Down your radio. It's yes. That bass is too loud.
Well, if you're going to
was it Snoop Dogg or just a homeless guy with some great weed?
Yeah. The Snoop Dogg is amazing, though, because he's had such a long career.
Sure has.
And you wouldn't expect that.
Martha Stewart are buddies and on TV together.
Yeah, but he's deeper than anybody thought he was.
Right.
I mean, he's smart.
And he doesn't have to, well, the guy, the, was it a lady's car who was broken
lady
down?
Lady car. Yes, it was a lady's car.
He didn't have to look under the hood because he grew up there.
Oh. Boy, that is silly. That is just
silly.
Silly.
Silly? Okay. All right.
Time to review.
I don't think I'm wrong. I think this is the worst it's ever been.
I think you're right.
His behavior is off.
Can we take that little toy away
time
from
time now?
No.
Can you imagine?
No, he'd die, wouldn't
what
he?
What happened?
Ace's cat, Mandu. It's Katmandu.
Katmandu.
He's on probation because Ace was eating with a pair of...
His own balls hanging out of his pants?
Yes, eating with a pair?
Yeah.
He was eating a bowl of curry.
But he had his... as Ace described it, your pants were somewhat torn.
Yes.
And the kitty cat came and played speed bag with your bag. And I hope you don't get cat scratch fever.
Yeah, me too. That'd be a horrible place to get it.
Chick McGee's favorite Olympian is...
You know, they took my lymph nodes out. I don't know what they'd do for you.
Chick McGee's favorite Olympian is from, I'm not sure what country, but she won, was she first or second, the silver medal of the gold? Anna Gasser.
I don't remember.
I think Chick's done.
Chick is wearing his UGG slippers today with no socks. It's National Margarita Day.
Yes, it is.
And Jimmy Buffett's play, Margaritaville, ran out of margaritas at the preview opening on Friday.
Man, not good.
They ran out of triple sec?
Mm-hmm.
Josh's neighbors were apparently vigorously rogering with a lot of volume, and it woke him up.
Very arrhythmic. It sounded awful.
Josh wanted
felt bad
to direct.
For her.
Josh,
yeah.
Josh, not only does he want to be a movie critic, he wants to be a how is your sex critic. Well, judging by the audio, apparently not very not very good. Let's see. We had I told you about Margaritaville. Oh, we had the guy who'd rather watch the Winter Olympics than have sex. We had the new Tim Kavanaugh tribute to Mr. Robert Kardashian. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, we'll get that somewhere so you can listen to it later today. It was fantastic.
Perfect.
Tim's on his way to Cedar Rapids for the evenings at Penguins Comedy Club Friday and Saturday. Highly recommended. I have never had a pizza roll. Don't intend to start. And these guys want me to take a bus tour of their houses.
Oh, that could be great.
And take notes and tell them what's going on. One more time, just...
Hello there!
People hate you, you know that.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Now he's just hitting buttons.
God! Oh.
This is the Bob and Tom Show.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years.
Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.